Had a chance to watch your team for the first time at the Jamboree matches at the high school gym with McCook Southwest Perkins County. I know we talked a little bit after the match is over. Chance to play, get out and play somebody else. I mean, you're tired of day after day facing the team on the other side of the net, and get a chance to see somebody new.
Yeah, it's obviously, I think I say it every year, you get to that point with practice, 2 weeks in where you're like, you got to just see some other teams, some other players, just because you kind of figure out your own team. And, when you're playing your own team in practice every day, figure out what works. And then when you go play another team, obviously you kind of have to figure it all out in the set as well. So, yeah, it's always nice to, get those scrimmage games in. And then you get to work a little kinks out, some nervousness before you get to that first official game.
A lot of familiar faces back. Karsten Porter is your quarterback out there, starting center back, and that's always a good place to start. She's been there, done that, and she's going to lead that offense this year.
Yeah, she's doing a good job. She played the last 2 years for us, so it is kind of nice to have her in that core group back. She does a pretty good job of playing with the game and at times, and we talked about some things in the scrimmage we saw, and so we'll get those little things fixed too. And but it's always nice to have that back, and she served really well on Thursday night, which was good, especially when she's your first server and you want to get some points so that we can build some rallies or runs when she's in the back row as well.
And she's got an assortment of hitters, whether it be your middles, your outsides. A lot of girls have played a lot of minutes for you the last couple of years.
Yeah, obviously, Callie and Jaylee played outside for us the other night. And, Callie's kind of consistent, She works the ball around, and she does a really good job of kind of figuring out where her best shot is for the match. And both her and Jaylee kind of, first set was a little rough, but I think that's for every team involved. Your first set of the year is a little rough, and they kind of progress throughout the night. And then Jaylee Walgren's really become kind of just within the last 2 weeks from the back row, looked really well hitting, which is a great option to have as well. And then the middles is Abby just plays the net and gets touches on balls so well. She's very consistent there. And then same kind of as the night progressed, her hitting came along a little bit better. And then Morgan was the other middle. And Morgan is just, she's so athletic and strong. And she's just, once the timing is fully there, kind of like it was the last five games of our year last season, once she kind of gets to that point here in the next couple weeks, I think she will. She's pretty tough out of the middle as well.
And you got to have your back row passers. I know you did graduate your libero. You got to replace that. Bailey Foster back there has been a back row specialist, also plays, can hit for you as well. But you worked in a new libero kind of for the first time last
year. Yeah, we worked some young girls back there. You kind of looked about three of them. And then Bailey played right side for us in the front row. Foster kind of been just, she's been steady for us for 4 years now. We're still kind of looking at that. I mean, that's kind of, we went a little different lineup each set on who was playing in the back row. And just kind of looking at that position, because we do need to replace that production from last year. And with young girls, you got to give them some time. And, that's the nice thing about our schedule is we've always usually play a JV game before the varsity game, so they'll get some time there to maybe get some of those nerves out before they get into a varsity match as well.
Yeah, I'm sure those other girls, I know it was just a varsity only the other night with the Jamborees. I'm sure some of those young kids, and they'll get their chance this Thursday when we travel to Lexington, they're ready to go out and say, hey, it's our turn to get a game against somebody else.
Yeah, it would be nice to play reserve JV varsity versus Lexington. Our freshmen actually play at home that night as well, so there'll be a lot of girls playing that night, which is good. And, like you said, they're tired of playing each other in practice just as well and get out to those real games. And it's just, we got a lot of athletes, and they're ready to go.
You're expecting Lexington to be better this year, aren't you?
Yeah, they were really young last year. I think freshman outside and a sophomore outside. And you could see throughout the year that they got progressively better. We'll look at some film from Cambridge. Hopefully I can get some film from them. I think they'd play in a jamboree on Monday night. So try and get some film, look at them. But, yeah, they were a young team, but I expect them to be better just because they got a lot of experience, varsity experience. Their record was a little rough last year, but, when you're playing young kids, it's going to be. And then as you get older, it just kind of progressively gets better. So I expect them to be a pretty tough team. And like that we play them in a duel to start the year, so it's 3 out of 5. But, I do expect them to be a better team this year.
And then the Monday right after, or the Tuesday after Labor Day, it's kind of the annual deal with the McCook Community College, Minden, and also, of course, Class C1 defending champions, and also Chase County under new coach Kenzie Wonderly, going to be at the Graff Event Center, the varsity at the college, and the JVs will play at the high school.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, JV will play at the high school that night, and varsity will be at the Graff Event Center, and two quality teams, Chase County and Minden. Obviously, Minden's been a pillar of success for the last 3-4 years. And then you got Chase County, who's just been pretty darn consistent. Mm-hmm. They might have had that one year where they dropped a little bit, but they finished the year strong, turned that into last year. And then, they're replacing some stuff too, but they have athletes. They're track school, and they bring those athletes into the volleyball room. So, and then Minden, we've said it, they practice against those girls every day, even though they lost a lot of girls. If you had to practice against that team every day, you're going to get better. So
going to this final 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Thursday, things to really, really hone in on? Is it just a little bit of everything, passing, serving, hitting, or is there one particular area that, hey, we've got to get better?
There's always little things in kind of each area. Just get connections a little bit tighter, for setting, hitting wise. And then defensively, we saw some things against both teams that we need to see. The girls do a little bit better, and they know what they need to do. So we worked on that yesterday quite a bit, and we'll work on that next week. Just because some of them are in a little bit different positions back row than they have been in the past, so they kind of got to rethink that a little bit. But there's a lot of good things from them, and their effort's always there. So that's always a good thing. If their effort's there, then they're going to learn the spot we need them to be in. So.